Shimon HaPsul and the following people are possible Eidus mitam Rosha. So Tosis explained there's a din of Rosha that's possible Eidus min HaTorah. That's a possible in Chumash al Tashis Yodchem Rosha Liyasei Chumash. And they lay Maksul. And the following people are possible Eidus mitam Rosha. So Tosis explained there's a din of Rosha that's possible Eidus min HaTorah. That's a possible in Chumash al Tashis Yodchem Rosha Liyasei Chumash. And they lay Maksul in is all Midirabonah. This is all Gazmash of the day. It's only possible Midirabonah. So the Gemara says that just because a person becomes a Rosha once in his life, it doesn't mean that he remains a Rosha Liyamavot. There is a possibility to chew it. We know there's a concept of tshuva as far as punishment in Bezal Shomayla. If a person is chosen to tshuva, the Gemara has in the end of Yuma, Abu Achiduki Kapora, that depending on what the nature of the Aveira is, how serious the Aveira is, he'll belong in a different category of tshuva. How effective will the tshuva be? But that Gemara in the end of Yuma, that's as far as Cheshbon is in Bezal Shomayla. But our Gemara has a din of Chafayim and Aleph going over to Chafayim and Beis. We have a din of Tshuva and Beis and Shomata, that if the person was once declared as a Rosha, we ascertain that this person was a Ganav. So he's postulated. But it's possible that it should be Chazib and Tshuva, he'll become postulated. The only question is, how do you ascertain that the person is a Chazib and Tshuva? It just makes an oral declaration that I'm a Chazib and Tshuva, and that's it. So the Gemara says he has to exaggerate. The Gemara says that a person was once a butcher, a Jewish kosher butcher, was once caught selling non-cooked treifas as kosher. Ahu tapko, there was once a butcher, dishtakach, it was discovered in Afka, treifsimi toysa yode, he had sold a treifa and he sold it as kosher. So he's posala avis, not only posala avis in momentus and the fashas and so on, he's not Naman and Echadan and Bisurim either, because the din is a Choshed Ala Dabal Adonam Ala Mishan. If he's selling traders, how can you trust him? So the Gemara tells a story, Pasle Rav Nachum V'Yavre, he declared that he's Pasle Eidus, he's a Shamtei Rav Nachum, put him in Chere, whatever, and he fired him, didn't permit him to continue with the Hashgacha. He's not allowed to sell flesh anymore. Ozal, the butcher, went, Rabbi Mazie the Tufre. He let his hair grow long, and he let his fingernails grow long as a simen of Tshuva. So Rav Nachman Lachshuvei said, Rav Nachman said, oh, we should say that he's kosher latest now, we should say that he did tshuva good enough. So Rav says, how do you know, Dilmi Rumi Kamar, maybe he's a faker. And Lamai Takante, how do you ascertain that a person really is a bal tshuva? Then Hashem Ma'ilah can know, Fadim Yirala'inayim, Hashem Yirala'alev. The Rav Hashem can know whether the person is really a chazit tshuva. How can the Bez Hashem Ma'ilah know? It's Nagel Adina. Whether he has his nemonas back at Echad and Bisurim, whether he has it back with his kosher leidus or not, how can you tell? So the Gemara says, a kosher leidus, and for the Gemara, my takante, how do you know that he's a kosher? But surely he has to go to the opposite extreme, not just to go to Mikvin, to daven along Shmones and so on. No, he has to show in that area that he was nichshol, that he goes to the opposite extreme. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis that it's never good to be an extremist. He quotes that it says by Avraham Avinu, "Ki yidaitiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves Avraham Avinu, the man she itzav is banim is beis ha'achrav laleches b'derech Hashem lasit tzedokah mishpat." So the Rambam quotes a medrash Chazal that what does mean laleches b'derech Hashem? It means b'derech hamamutza. You shouldn't be an extremist. You shouldn't go too much to this direction, not to that direction. You should always go b'derech hamamutza in the middle, unless the Rambam writes unless the Rambam, that's not a popular medrash, that Derech Hashem, that Derech HaMusa, that's not a popular, but the idea states in the Gemara, the famous Gemara in the first daf in Nazir. The Gemara says, why is Maseches Nazir next to Maseches Saito? Because in Chumash, Parshas Nazir is next to Parshas Saito. Why is the Chumash one is next to the other? Because, all right, it's said to be Kula Yazir Atzim and Ayayin. So what does it mean? Usually we would declare that a Nazir is a Chayte. It says he has to bring the Korban Chatas, Nasha Chato Ala Nefesh, the Gemara says Hashatzir Atzim and Ayayin. We told him to become an ascetic. We told him that he shouldn't drink wine. The Yerushalmi says that Asir Adam Litim Din Mechejban, after Lahamer Yashem Shana, when we go to Bezim Shalmaila, so we'll all have to give a Din Mechejban for all the Hanoi Sayyidul Manzeh that we did not partake of. The Rebbe Shalom created a wonderful world and he wants us to enjoy Oyel Mazeh. So the Nazir who doesn't want to drink wine is really doing an Aveir and he needs a Kapara for Tzirat Min Ayayin. But if he sees in front of him Elisha Saito, then we recommend Haloi Saito Bikol Kula. He sees that what drinking can lead to. It leads to frivolity, and it leads to preachers, and it leads to Gilead Arayis. Nesha Sisha Zinsa, terrible thing. So Yazir Atzman and Ayayin, and you have to be an extremist. If you live in a Jew, so the Rambam writes this up by Rishas. What do the Chazal mean to say? You should always go to Derech HaMamuzah. You should never be an extremist. Not in this extreme, not in that extreme. But if you live in a generation where all the people are extreme in one direction, then you should go to the other extreme in order to counterbalance this negative extreme. And then, after you go to the other extreme, then you'll bounce back. So that's what the Gemara has over here. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Deis when he talks about Derech Hashem, the halakha b'drach of it, Derech Hashem is the Derech HaMamutza. And here the Gemara says that when you get to tshuva, that the Bezer Shalmato can only know that a person really did tshuva if he shows that he went to the opposite extreme. Stam, he grows long hair and he grows long fingernails and he goes tefillah in the mikveh, doesn't necessarily mean that he's a chozer b'tshuva. He has to be chozer b'tshuva in that area. Because he has to show this butcher was selling trefa meat and he said that it was kosher meat. So obviously he was interested in money. So should go l'mok m'shem ha'kirimo, so l'yatzer aveda b'dov ha'choshevo, yotzer trefa tachas yoda b'dov ha'choshevo m'shalom. He should show that he's medaktik in religious observance, even though it's going to cost him an awful lot of money. And the Gemara continues with all of the other, the gambler has to show that he's not even going to gamble with nochrim, not even going to gamble with chinam. And all of the people, whoever did an Aveira in any one area has to show that he's about tshuva by going to the opposite extreme in an exaggerated fashion. And then we assume he'll be able to bounce back to go to Derech HaMamutza. That's how the Gemara says. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam quotes the din of Irani Dachas. So the din of Irani Dachas only applies in Eretz Yisrael. If a city in Eretz Yisrael, the majority, Rov Yoshe Hilir, the majority of the people who live in the city has been ascertained, the Avim, the Ba'asroah, that they worship Avodah Zarah, so then the city hasn't been a Irani Dachas. So what do you do? How do you proceed? So the Rambam writes that Bez Nagadol sends two representatives, sends two Talmidei Chachamim to give them a Musa Shmuis, and to tell them that they're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Meretach, they already worshipped Avodah Zarah, the Avim and Ba'asroah. So the Bez Nagadol sends two messengers and to give them a Musa Shmuis. If the Chayz and the Tshuva they stop worshipping Avodah Zarah, is Mutov, and the Potter, they're off the hook. And if they don't listen to the two Shluchim, they continue to worship Avodah Zarah, then the din of Irani Dachas applies. How are you going to punish the Irani Dachas? The Rambam says, Sorim Aleihem Lamochono. Bez Nagadol has to get the army. They get the army, they surround the city, and then they make a Bezdin. They convene a Bezdin of 23, and they judge all the people. And when they see that the rightful here, the majority of the population in the city worship Avodah Zarah, then they give it the din of Irani Dachas, and you burn all the houses. And instead of giving skila, normally you give skila for Avodah Zarah, here you give Sayif. They get Zayif instead of Skila. And Mamayna Movad, usually a person worships Avodah Zarah, he gets Skila, or Mamayna Polad, and his property is not destroyed. They give him Skila, and the money goes to Yerusha, to his Yarshim, whoever the Yarshim happens to be. The Oynish Misa is lighter on them, instead of the Skila, they get Zayif. But on the other hand, Mamayna Movad, all of their property is destroyed, not only their property, even the Nechzi Tzadikim should be Terechoyer, even though Tzadikim means that they didn't worship Avodah Zarah, they're not such Tzadikim if they live in a city where 51% of the city of the Avodah Zarah, the Eidim and Ba'asroah, so the Tzadikim are not really Tzadikim. But the Tzadikim in the sense that they didn't worship Avodah Zarah, so they don't get Oynish Misa, they didn't worship Avodah Zarah, they don't get the death penalty, but you have to burn down their houses also. You have to, Nichsei Tzadikim Shevetecho is also Avad. You have to destroy their property. So the Rambam writes this whole description that the Bez Nagol sends to representatives and they give a Musa Shmuris, and if the people listen and they do Tshuva's Mutav and they're Potter. So the Ravid writes on the side of the Rambam, that's a very nice idea. Tova Dola Shetorla Tshuva. It's very nice that Tshuva should help. But he says, we never heard in Aloha that Tshuva helps in Bez Nishol Mata. A guy did an Avera and he does Tshuva, so he's off the hook. There is no such Aloha. Tshuva is good for Bez Nishol Mata. That's the Gemara. In the end of Yuma, Abochi Luki Kapor, depending on how serious the nature of the Avera was, and the different categories of Tshuva. Tshuva with the Yisurim, Tshuva with Yom Kippur, Tshuva with Yom Amis, so all the different categories. Abochi Luki Kapor. But what has it got to do with Bez Nishol Mata? The guy can do Tshuva from today till next year. He did an Aver, then he's Chai Misa, even if they catch up with him 80 years later. They'll give him the Einish Misa, there's no maximum time limit. It's a Pela on the Rambam. I remember many years ago when we were learning Sanhedrin, there used to be a Mogrishanal, used to be a Yiddish newspaper that came out every day. There used to be a few Yiddish newspapers that came out every day. So I remember at that time they wrote up in the Mogrishanal that Chief Justice Warren, I think, I seem to recall there was such a Chief Justice Anachri. Chief Justice Warren visited the Jewish Theological Seminary, and in his honor, whoever is the Rosh Yeshiva by Zeh gave a shir on none other than the Sugya of Pagina Bibura. We had it over here, but the main Sugya is on that test. Pagina Bibura, such a shverah Sugya. So what did he tell the Nachri? That if the fellow ain't on a Mace Matzmai Rosh, the Gemara says, what's the reason why? Because if he comes and he admits his guilt that he did an Avera, so he's doing Tshuva, and since he did Tshuva, so he's parted from the punishment. You don't give the man a punishment because he did Tshuva. So then she used to sometimes react to the articles that he read in the Yiddish newspaper in the classroom. I don't know whether he reacted in other, I just know from the Shir in Yeshiva. So he came in the next day to the Yeshiva, he said, it's utterly ridiculous. And she was in Yiddish, it's utterly ridiculous, there's no such thing. And he quoted this Rabbi, that the Rabbi says, Teva Dovish Atoyla Tshuva. The Rabbi is Masach on the Ram, it's a very nice idea that Tshuva should help. And he says, Lo Matzino, Bez Nishol Mata. He never finds, so he said, the only place where you find Tshuva helps in Bez Nishol Mata is this Sugi. And Daf Chafei is Alacha, that a Rosh is possible that it is. But you don't say that once he's a Rosh for the rest of his life. There is a din that once he does Tshuva, the status of Rosh is Poka. It's very hard to ascertain that is Poka. The Rav pointed out at that time, there's a Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah points out the Rambam. The Rambam talks about a person who's a Rosh of possible that it is, and his Chosev Tshuva becomes Kosher that it is. So the Rambam has in two places. One place the Rambam says, he does Tshuva, he's Kosher that it is. And he gives you the whole tshuva, has to be the opposite, exaggerated, extreme, and then you know that it's chayzer b'tshuva, so it's kosher. Then another place the Rambam says, if a person did an avera sheyesh ba malchus, because the Rambam, we already discussed, the Rambam quotes from the Rif, that the only one who's possible eidus, the only Rosh who's possible eidus, is one who either is chayv misa or chayv malchus, because it says, ashehu Rosh lamus. And it says the Hayoyim bin Hatos HaRosha, it's Dikas HaTayf Yeshivas HaRosha, the Hayoyim bin Hatos HaRosha. So the Rosha in Chumash, the Gemara talks about the Gzeir Shavah Rosha Rosha. So the word Rosha appears in the context of Misa, Chiyah Misa, in the context of Chiyah Malka. So the only, let's say a guy talks Lashon Hara. So Lashon Hara, you don't get Misa, in Bez Nishol Mata at least, and you don't get Malkus in Bez Nishol Mata. So therefore, one who talks Lashon Hara is not possible. Unless he talks Lashon Hara Machmas Hanu Askim with Mammon, then he's a Rosh of Chumash. It's a different thing. The two kinds of Rosh are partially. One is Machma, one who does an Avera Machmas Chim with Mammon, then he's Choshet to give Eid a Sheker. And the other one is partially Eid is the one who did an Avera Sheyesh Mamalkas Amis. So the Rambam in one place in Hilchos Eidus writes that the Rosh who is Nigmar Dino Bamalkas, the Hilkuhu, and the Bezin gave him the Malkas, and he was Choshet B'Tshuva, then it becomes kosher leidus. So Lecha Mishnah points out, only if he'll cool, but if you didn't give him the malchus not, how come in another place, the Rambam just wrote, if he does tshuva, it becomes kosher leidus. So Rav Soloveitchik just pointed out, it would appear from the Rambam that there are two dinim over here. If the person does an avera sheyesh ba malchus, let's say bizman is that person eats chazer, the mezer. Nobody's going to give him any malchus. We don't have any bezin smuchim. No one's going to give any hasruah. But we know that he eats chazer all the time. There's no Hasroah, there's no Malkus. But still, since he did an Avera Sheyesh Bo Malkus, theoretically, eating Chazer, doing Malacha on Yom Kippur, doing Malacha on Shabbat, does Malacha on Shabbat. Avera Sheyesh Bo Misa, he can't give, eating the Parshas, Bizman HaZeh, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Gemara says, Bizman Shein Kayim Makriv,
You can't give any Eidus Din in the Farshis, but the Mechal Shabbazayin is an Avera, she is Bukhi of Misa. So such an Avera passes to Eidus. So if the person did an Avera, she is Bumalkis, he becomes Pasal Eidus, and then he becomes Koshal Eidus if he's Chayz of a Tshuva with the exaggerated demonstration of the Tshuva as appears on this Daf, on the Achotei. But what if he lived his Man Abayis? And not only did he violate an Aver Sheyesh B'Malkus, they actually made a Gmar Din L'Malkus. Then the Rambam holds that Gmar Din L'Malkus labels him with another Shem Rasha. When you do an Avera right away, an Aver Sheyesh B'Malkus, an Aver Sheyesh B'Nisa, that already gives you a Shem Rasha. That's enough to passel you ladies. But when the Bezin makes a Gmar Din L'Nisa, when the Bezin makes a Gmar Din L'Malkus, that gives an additional Shem Rasha. So that Shem Rasha will not be Paka until the Gmar Ha'inish will be fulfilled. So if they made a Gmar Din L'Nisa, they're going to give Ma'inish Mis Bezin, so goodbye. So after they give Ma'inish Mis Bezin, there's nothing to discuss. Gishtab, so he's not alive anymore. But if they made a Gmar Din L'Malkus, then when they give him the Einish, the Kim Ha'inish, so that cancels the Shem Rasha that was created by the Gmar Din. So then the Shem Rasha that was created by just doing that there, for that he has to do Tshuva. There the Rambam writes, if you need Gmar Din L'Malkus, in order to become kosher leidus, you need two things. You need that the Bezin should actually administer the Malkus to cancel the Shem Rasha that was chal by David Gmar Din. Then the Gavra has to do tshuva in order to cancel the Shem Rasha that was chal by David Maisaver. But if it wasn't, the Bezin never made a Gmar Din the Malkus, just he did an Aver that theoretically, an Aver Sheyesh by Malkus, then that's the other Rambam, they're both in Hilchos Eidus. The Racham Mishnah points out a steal in two Rambam. The other one, Hilchos Eidus, said then he chayzer the tshuva, then it becomes kosher leidus. So I remember at that time, Rav Soloveitchik was very upset about that. Then Rambam is takapella. Where did the whole story come? Where did Rambam get the whole fantastic story? It doesn't say in the Gemara at all. The Gemara never says that the Bayir and Yidachas, the Bezna Adol, sends to Talmid HaChamim in order to give them Musa. What's the whole source? So the Yor Sameach writes on that Rambam that you should look in the Moir Nevuchim and you'll see what the Mokar is. The Rambam in the Moir Nevuchim has a whole chapter in Chela Gimel. Chela Gimel, he talks about Tamiya mitzvahs, different mitzvahs. So he talks about the parsha in Sefer Yeshua, where Yeshua ben Nun, after the Sheva Shekivshu, after they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so he sent back the soldiers from Reuven, Gad, and Chatzishev, Tam, and Asher, he sent it back to Eva Yardi, and he said they should keep the religion there. So they heard, after years went by, they heard that they made a mizbeah. They heard a rumor that the God and the Reuven made their own mizbech and they're bringing their own korbanos from their own mizbech in violation of Shchut Echut. Nisa Karas, they wrote about Shchut Echut. It wasn't true. Turned out the whole rumor was not true. What they made was they had built their mizbeah as a simon to remind them that they believe in the same religion of Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and they're all connected. It's all the same group. But the rumors came to Yeshua ben Nun. So Yeshua ben Nun thought that they were in violation of Shchut Echut. He didn't think that he made a mizbech l'avodizah. He thought they were in violation of Shchut Echutz. So Yeshua ben Nun sent to Talmid HaChacham, I forgot who, Pinchos, and someone else, I forgot what it said. Pinchos and someone else he sent, they should give them a Musa Shmuz, and he said if they listen to the Musa is good, and if not, then he uses that expression, Notzer Aleihem L'Avodizah. So the Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim that the reason, what's Notzer Aleihem L'Avodizah, they're going to wipe them out, they're going to kill out a whole city for violating Shchut Echutz? Shchut Echutz is a Nisa Kores, Nisa Malkus, okay? Shchut Echutz, you get Malkus, and you get Kores. But you don't get Nisa, what are they going to wipe out the whole? Not so Alem Mamcham to wipe out the whole city. So the Rambam writes in the book, and he was going to judge them like an Ira Yidachas. So the Rambam seems to understand the fantastic Kiddush that if you have any city in Eretz Yisrael where the Rov Yoshvi Ha'ir violated any one of the Averis in the Torah, let's say you'll have a chveis, Rav Yoshvi Ha'ir in a city in Eretz Yisrael, top Lashon Hara. A Rav Yoshvi Ha'ir will be Mechal Shabbos, Bemezid. Okay, maybe Lashon Hara, they do the Shekin. Let's say they'll be Mechal Shabbos, Bemezid. Unfortunately, in the summer, there are cities in Eretz Yisrael where the Rav Yoshvi Ha'ir do Melochan, Shabbos, Bemezid. Eat Trefus, Bemezid. There probably are a lot of cities like that. So the Rambam holds that Avodah Zarah is Lav Dafka Avodah Zarah. That's what the Yor Sameach points out, this comment from the Moreh Nevuchim. That the Moreh Nevuchim understood the parasha in Yeshua that is going to judge the Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven over there as an Irani Dachas because he thought that they had violated Shchut Echut. It turned out it was a mistake, it was just a maskeres that they identified with Bnei Yisrael, so they're not going to violate anything. So that's why the Rambam learned out all the dinim of Irani Dachas from that parasha. That's what the That's what the Or Samech writes. The Rambam learned in the Yad HaZakeh, he never writes this, that you have a din of Yerun Yidachas, even if you're violating, even if Rabbi Yoshua here are violating Malacha B'yomtif and Malacha B'Shabbos, or they're violating Shchutichutz, he doesn't write that. But the fact that he writes all the details that he picked up from Sefer Yeshua, the Bez Nagadol sends two Rabbanim, Talmid HaChacham, to give them Wusser. Where did he get that from? So the Yosemech writes, he got it from Yeshua. He sent two Talmid HaChachamim. And then the Rambam continues to write the Yad HaZakeh, and if they listen, is mutar. If they do tshuva, is good. That's the mashmoyes in Yeshua. If they do tshuva, is good. If they don't do tshuva, nala benotza aleim lamacham. So the Rambam says, tzor aleim lamacham. Mamash, the same verb, the same expression. So the Yosemech says, he got it straight from Sefer Yeshua, the way he understood the parish in Yeshua, that it was a din of the early darkness. So the mocker of the Rambam apparently is, like the Yosemech said, from the from his own understanding, from the Moran Nebuchim's own understanding of that Perek in Yeshua. The Shaila is the teller that the Rivet asks, where do you find that Shuba helps? We never heard of such a thing. So Rav Soloveitchik said at that time, when he was speaking about this article in the Moran Journal, so he said, at that time he said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, rather just yesterday was the Yotzai, Gimel Shvat, was the Yotzai Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, so he said that his father understood Pshat and the Rambam, that when he says if they do tshuva is mutav and they're potter, it doesn't mean they're potter, they're off the hook. No, you treat them like yechidim. They'll be chayiv skila. They'll be worse. They'll be better or worse. They'll be chayiv skila for the avodah zarah that they did, but it'll be mamon on polat. It won't burn down the whole city. It won't destroy their property. If they don't do tshuva, then you judge them. What do you judge them like an imam yidachas that they get sayif? And you burn the whole city down, you destroy all the property. And if they do tshuva, then it'll be their potter means the potter from the dinner in Yidachas, but they're not potter from the private din. That's how the Ragachover also writes on that Rambam, in the Tzafnas Fanech, Allah Rambam. He has halacha by halacha on the Rambam. So he writes on that Rambam, he thinks that that's the Pasha Pshat. When the Rambam says the potter, doesn't mean the potter be kolokol. It means that they're just potter from the din and early dachas, but the din yechidim they do have. What is the mocker? That if they do tshuva, they're potter. So the mocker, the Yoreh Sameach said the mocker was that pasuk in Yeshua. Yeah, but what's the mocker for Yeshua? So I thought perhaps the mocker is the drasha that the Mishnah has on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. That's the whole sukkah of early dachas. On Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, till the end of the Masechta, not too much, just the ganze meisa. Kuf Yud Aleph, the Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. That's the whole sugya of Yerun Yidachas. So the Mishnah has, on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, it's in Perek Chelek. In Perek Chelek, the topic that's being discussed is who loses his Chelek Olam Mabo and who does not lose his Chelek Olam Mabo. How serious an Aver have you violated that, how serious an Aver do you have to violate to lose your share in Olam Mabo? So the Mishnah says, Anshi Yerun Yidachas, Ein Lahem Chelek Olam Mabo. That's why it's in Perek Chelek. Because the dinim start, Elan Chelam Moshin, Emma, Yotzu Anoshim Bnei Beliyal, Nikir Bel. Yotzu means Me'olomam Yotzu. They lost their Elam Abba. So it could be that that's how the Rambam understood that this is one of the, not just a statement they lose Elam Abba. No, that's one of the conditions in Hilchas and Yidachas. If they're going to do tshuva, then they won't lose their Chelam and Elam Abba. If they do tshuva, they don't lose Chelam and Elam Abba, so they're missing step number one. The first condition to be an Yerun Yidachas is it has to be people who didn't do tshuva in Memela, Emel Chelek, Elam Abba. So then we proceed to discuss the rest of the conditions. You have to have a lot of conditions. You have to have a minimum population in the city, maximum population in the city. You have to have Ashiyat, Yad Yichuha, the Madichah should be Mitechoye. A lot of details the Mishnah, the Gemara has. So the first condition is not some statement. The first condition of Chiyav is has to be in such a way that Elam Chelek, Elam Abba means if they didn't do tshuva. Once they do tshuva, they have Chelek, Elam Abba. So they don't have the dinam of Yerun Yidachas, they just have the dinam like a chiyuv. You see that one? Maybe it's only something that it's related to Avodah Zarah. Could be. I think the Rambam, I got to look in the Moran Nebuchim, I think the Rambam writes any of it. I think he assumes there's any. I got to take a look in the Moran Nebuchim. I just read recently the sefer that Ablezer Shach's grandson put out, full of stories that he heard from Ablezer Shach about this one, about that one, about the other one. So he writes about the Or Sameach, that the Yosemech and Aseres Meitshuva used to learn a Musa Sefer. All year long, apparently, he wasn't so keen on Musa, Aseres Meitshuva. Which Musa Sefer did he learn? The Mor and the Buchan. He felt the Mor and the Buchan was a Musa Sefer. Okay. Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim used to learn that the Rambam has in Hilchus Tshuva has 10 prokim. So he said Rav Chaim used to learn one perek of the 10 prokim on each one of the days of Aseres Meitshuva. Then he once suggested, a little far-fetched, he said maybe that's why the Rambam divided it into 10 prokim. Maybe that's what he had in mind, that we should learn one of the 10 prokim each one of the days. But even Balapachi, he said that Rav Chaim used to learn that was his Musa Sefer on Aseres Meitshuva. But the Yosemech quotes more in the Ruchim Zolah. So they say, here he quotes his Lala. Anyway, that's the only place where we have that Tshuva helps. Tshuva, that Rambam Tshuva helps by Yirin Idachas to take them off of the Din of Yirin Idachas to revert them back to the Din of Yechidim. And here there's a sugi that Tshuva helps in Bezen Shalmata. We're talking Bezen Shalmai Labada Tshuva helps. And here Tshuva is relevant in Bezen Shalmata as far as declaring that the person is kosher leidus. So the Mishnah again listed off all of the people who are Rishoyim in the Rabbanah. That's what Tosis said. The Rishoyim in HaTorah, that we know, that's given. The Mishnah is telling you even Eloyim HaPsulim in the Rabbanah. So the Mishnah had HaMesachik the Kuvia. So that we already discussed what the nature of the Psul is. Hamal the Beribis, the Gemara said, not, we didn't read it right. It's not Hamal the Beribis, the one who lends Beribis. The Malva and the Loiva, either is postulated, because each one violates an Avera. So it means milva habo, hamilva beribis, not hamalver, the person who lends, the people involved in a loan. Hamilva beribis. Yeah, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion on this. There's a chiluk between ribis deraisa and ribis derabona. In ribis deraisa, the Gemara is the last Mishnah in Zel Nesha, Irashi on Kotem and Aleph, quotes the Mishnah in Bogansiyah, Rafayim Hein and Beis, in parentheses, he tells it Bogansiyah, Hein and Beis. So the Mishnah lists off the Malva and the Loiva, they both violate Allah. So the Rosh has a Gemara. The Gemara tells there was a certain person who passed away, Rav Ilish. And Avaira passed away. And after he died, after they found a document that he had made an iska with somebody, made a business deal with somebody else, and it was unclear all the conditions of the agreement. Whether the agreement was made in such a way that there was ribbis or there was not ribbis. And if there would have been ribbis, it would have been a ribbis derabon. It wouldn't have been a ribbis derais. And he passed away, so they couldn't ascertain from him. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The man was a religious person, Talmud Chacham. Rav Ilish would violate Lifneiver. The question was whether he borrowed the ribbis derabon. Rav Ilish would violate Lifneiver. Of course not. So the Rosh says, what did Chep on Lifneiver? The Gemara says that in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, the Rashi quotes Hamalva v'Haloiva, one of the Averis that the Loiva violates is Lifnei Iver. The Orei violates Lifnei Iver, the Sofer, the one who fills out the document, the Eidim who signed it, everybody violates Lifnei Iver. But in addition to Lifnei Iver, he also violates another law. It says in the Chumash that you're not allowed to pay ribbis. It's an issa to take ribbis, it's an issa to pay the ribbis. So why did the Gemara say this Rav Ilish was a religious person, and we certainly should assume that he would not want to violate Lifneiver on the Ribbis Derabon? What kind of Lifneiver? Say he wouldn't want to violate the Issa that's Mutal on the Leiver. So the Rosh says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, you see from that Gemara, that only when you're dealing with Ribbis Deraisa is there a violation of an Issa Ribbis on the part of the Leiver. When you're dealing with Ribbis Derabon, the only thing that the Leiver is a violation of is Lifneiver. He's not in violation of the other Issa. What's a Nachkamina? He's in violation anyway. Ben Koko is a violation. No. So we give Nachkamina. Sometimes there is no Lifnei Iver. Sometimes, let's say there's a man who Ben Koko is going to violate another. Let's say there's a Jew who's lending out money beribis to other Jews in the middle of a Jewish community. He has $1,000 and he's going to lend it out either to one person or the other. He's only going to lend to a Jew and he's going to clearly violate an Issa Ribis. So then you're going to say that I'm a violation of the Lifnei Iver. So Ben Koko is standing on the corner. He's going to get a customer. He's going to get a customer. It's clear that someone is going to borrow from him beribis. So if I come and I borrow beribis, you can't say that I'm a violation of the Lifnei Iver. That's when the Gemara calls Trey Iver Dinara as opposed to Chad Iver Dinara. The Gemara says if you hand over Trey for food to another Jew, I'm on one side of the river, and he's on the other side of the river. He has no way of getting to the Trefa Chuder. A Nozir is on one side of the river, and I have the wine on the other side. I have an Eva Menachai that I give to a Goy, or to a Jew. It doesn't make a difference. So if the one who's going to sin is on one side of the river, and I'm on the other side, he has no way of getting to do this Avera, unless I assist him. That's a violation of Lefnivah L'Sikhi Mishra. But if it's Pechadi Verinari, he's on the same side of the river anyway. He can walk over and pick up the bottle of wine and drink to his heart's content, and he can eat all the chazer that he wants. He can do all the averas that he wants. He doesn't need my assistance. So I'm not really enabling him to do the averas. So then the Gemara says, it's not a Lefnivah Deraisa, it's only Lefnivah Derabbanan. Pechadi Verinari places Miroshov, it's Lefnivah Derabbanan, and sometimes there isn't even Lefnivah Derabbanan. If it's a Nachri, if it's a Mumer, so there isn't even Lefnivah Derabbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch has such an achkevina. Let's say there's a Jew who's dealing in business with other Jews, and it's clear that he's going to lend beridus. If he's going to lend beridus deraisa, where the loiva is not only a violation of lifneiva, the loiva is a violation of an isa ribis. In addition to the lifneiva, it's an isa ribis. So what good is it? What good is it that Ben Kovako the Malva would have found another customer to lend to? For sure he's going to lend the money to some other Jew beridus. So what? But if I'm the one who's eating the chazas, I'm over the aver, it doesn't help that he was going to do the aver with someone else. But now I'm violating the aver by borrowing the ribbis from him. But if it's only ribbis, the rabbono, and then the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Rosh that the prohibition that the loiver has, the aver that the loiver has, is not a ribbis dik aver. The malva is by ribbis, the rabbono, the malva is a violation of an isa ribbis, the rabbono. But the loiver is not over an isa ribbis, only over an isa neither. Then if it's going to be a case of chadever and nara, then there won't even be this the Isser of Lifni, then there won't be any prohibition at all. So that's why it's relevant in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what they discuss over here also. Does when Rav said, here about 10 lines from the top, Omam, of top of Chof Hem and Aleph. So Rav makes this statement, he quote the Mishnah, Malva Beribis Amar Rav, Leiva Beribis Paslev. I put a Mishnah only says the Malva, the one who lends the money, not the Leiva. So Rav says, no, the Mishnah means to say, Nil the Habor Beribis. Should read the word in the Mishnah, Hamalva Beribis, Hamilva Habor Beribis, they're both in violation. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have a whole discussion from Mishonim on this. This Chiddush that Rava said, that both the Malva and the Loiva become Pasolatis, maybe that's only by Ribis Deraisa. But if it's only Ribis Derabbanon, and the only thing that the Loiva is in violation of is Lifneiver, then maybe you don't become Pasolatis because of violation of Lifneiver. It's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, maybe. So the Mishnah continues. Now the Mishnah is listing off all of these people who are postulators from the Rabbanan. So the first is Masachet and Kuvia that we spent a lot of time. Milva Beribis, Malva Beribis, then Mafricha Yayin. What is Mafricha Yayin? So the Gemara has a Machleika Samaroyim. The Chachmi Eretz Yisrael and the Chachmi Bovel had two different pshatim. That's the Gemara, the last 10 lines on Chof Hem and Aleph. Frank the Gemara, what do the words mean? My Mafricha Yayin. What is the term referred to? Hacha Targuma here in Bovel, they interpreted it that what it's referring to is itakdeme yainach liyayin, like a horse race. They bet money, they place bets on a horse race. If your horse goes first, so you win the money that I put in the pot. And if my horse wins, my horse goes first, so I take the money that you put into the pot. So basically the same as gambling. Came out the same as Masachet Dekuvia, just a little different. Masachet Dekuvia, I'm throwing the dice myself. Dekuvia, the little cubes of the dice. So I think it's Tehle B'das Atzma. I think I know how to win better than you. And over here, it's Tehle B'das Yono. Here he's relying on the Yono. But basically, it's the same. It's a form of gambling. So that's in Bavel they interpret it. Hocha Targuma here in Bavel they interpret it that what it means is, Itakma Yonech Le'yayin, they're placing bets, like the Masach B'Kuvin. And Rabbi Choma Baroshio was from the Chachmi Eretz Yisrael. That's what he's Rebbe, that's Smicha. Rabbi Choma Baroshio said, Ara. What it means is, they would train a bird, to go into, I'll train a bird to go into your property and to croak and to make such sounds to encourage all of the pigeons that you succeeded in getting on your farm. You have a pigeon farm. I'll gobble all of your pigeons by sending in another bird and like the Pied Piper. The bird is going to sing, dance, and whatever, and give a speech and get all the birds to come to me.
Sure.
To gobble your birds. That's what Ara is. Ara is some kind of a bird that has the ability to convince the other birds to fly away. So the Gemara explains what does it depend on? What are the strengths and the weaknesses of each interpretation in the Mishnah? The one who interprets that it means it's like a horse race, like a pigeon race. Why doesn't he like the other pshat? That what he refers to is a person who gambles the other one's birds. The Marsi holds that that's not correct. Omalah, the Chachmei Bavel held that it must be talking about placing bets on the pigeon race, like the horse race. And the pshat of gambling the other fellow's birds, that doesn't make sense. You don't become puzzlators because you're not really a ganef at all. Because how did you acquire ownership of your pigeons? What, the pigeons belong to you? No. You made the pigeon coops, whatever, you set up nests and you put food. And the pigeons come and they like the food over there. But how are you kind of the pigeons? What, you picked them up and made the kinya hakbor? You didn't pick them up. You kind of with the kinya chotzer. Chotzer shalom is kind of like, no, it can't be a kinya chotzer. It's the chotzer shenim ishtameres. The birds fly in, they fly out. So you're not kind on the level of the rice, you're not kind. You're not even kind on the level of the rabbanon. It's just the mishnayos in the middle of Gittin have a series of takonis that they instituted in Pnei Darkei Sholem. Various takonis that were instituted in Pnei Darkei Sholem. So Rashi says this mishnah doesn't appear in the middle of, the mishnah has a lot of takonis, and then the Tosefta in the middle of Gittin adds on more and more takonis. So this doesn't appear in the Mishnah in the middle of Gittin, but Rashi quotes it's a brayse in the end of Chulin that it says in Chulin daf kuf lamites towards the bottom. Where Rashi has the parenthesis Chulin daf kuf lamites. The yoni shayvach the yoni aliyah. Someone has a pigeon farm, and he never really was kind of the pigeons. They don't really belong to him. They just flew in, and it's a chatz sheni mishtameres. They can easily fly out. The tony yesh mehem gezel only mipnei darkei shalom v'loy gezel goma because it's not really kind of. So the Gemara says, all of these people in the Mishnah, Eloheim Apsulim, they're Pasul with the Rabbanim, but you have to declare them as a Rasha. They have to have violated some Aver of the Rabbanim. What if the whole Aver that he did was that he picked a fight with someone else? He's a rough person, and he's always abusive, and he's always hurting other people's feelings. So that's it. You declare such a person Pasul Eitz. You don't like him? Okay. Just because a person is rude, you can't say that he's postulated over here. He gambles other people's pigeons that don't really belong to them. The pigeons don't belong to the other people. It's just an isim if nei daki shalom, not to shaf machloikas, not to make any machloikas with the other people. So that's what the Gemara says. Man biyomar, the one who says itakim nei yoyinach liyoyin, chachmei bovel, hocha targuma, in bovel they interpreted the Mishnah. That it means pigeon races, that they're placing bets, and they're winning the bets. It's like Asmach Talokanya. My time aloyamar, why doesn't he say the other pshat? He holds the other pshat is not true. You don't become postulatus even if they're abundant for that. He's just a Baal Machlekes. No, Baal Machlekes is not postulatus. Amalach, Arab is only if they Dr. Shalom the Almo. It's not even sufficient grounds to make him postulatus for their abundant. Why does the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chama Bar Roshia, why does he insist that it's only Ara? My time ala Yomar, he talked to me, why doesn't he like the other pshat that he goes on a pigeon race? All right, nice, but he said, he holds that it's not just Darkei Sholem. It means that Darkei Sholem is the motivation why the Chacham declared that the pigeons do belong to you, and it's an Isser of Gezel. Sof kol sof, it is an Isser of Gezel, so Mele, you're a Gazlan, and a Gazlan is Pasalei, this Medirabonim. Fine, he's a Gazlan Medirabonim, and I tell you, he's not kind of the pigeons. Medirabonim, he is kind of the pigeons. Fine, so we understand his pshat, but what's wrong with learning the other pshat that it means the pigeon race? Maybe that's also a good pshat, because there is a brisa that says like that. Gemara is going to quote a brisa on the days that supports the pshat of the pigeon races, like the Chachmei Bavel said. Not like Rabbi Chama Bar Roshia. The Seftan on the day says like the Chachmei Bavel. So he says he doesn't like that pshat. Why should the Mishnah list off two different examples of gambling? A Mesachik Bikuvia is a gambler, and Mafrichi Yainim is right there a gambler. They're placing bets on the horse races or on the pigeon races, same thing. They're gambling. One who gambles and he wins. If you lose, there's no psul. If you win in the gambling, so then you're a Gazlan and they're a Bonon. So that's the same as Mesachik Bikuvia. And then the Gemara says, well, in Bubble they held that there's a reason why it has to list both. One is Tel Avada Asachim, one is Tel Avada Asachim. Okay, and that gets involved in that long thesis that we did part of. We didn't really do 95% of the tesis. We didn't do this long tesis at that Asmachta. But some other time, we'll leave it to some other time. So the Gemara explains why it's not so big. Then the Gemara says, and on the days, about 6 lines from the top. Meisrei, we have a Beferish et Tosefta that says like the Chachmei Bavel, and they quote Hamasachik Bekuvia. What is the name? Playing dice. And when is it considered tshuva? The Emasai Chazar Asam. They have to go to the other extreme. Afilu Bechinam Layavik. They don't even want to gamble not for money. Afilu Lenachem Layavik. They don't even want to gamble with Nachem. Now the Beribish take the Beferish like Rabbi said. Echad Amalva Echad Aloyver. And when is it Chazar Asam? He has to go to the opposite extreme. The opposite, not even Afilu Lenachri Lamoisri. He doesn't want to lend Beribis to Anachri. Has to go to the extreme to show that he's about Shuvah. Mafricha Yainim Elu Shemamri Nesayainim. They cause the Yainim to vie against each other. Velo Yainim Lovad Am Afilu Behem Lechai Vyoyim. What's Pshat Behem Lechai Vyoyim? Pashup Shat like a horse race. Pashup Shat in a Tasefta. Sounds like the Chachmei Bavel. A horse race. The Emes Aichazir Asam Vaita. When is their Shuvah accepted that the Dezen Shalmata will say? It is no longer a Rosh Apostolatus. He has to go to the opposite extreme. Afil b'midba nano yavdi. They'll never do any horse races, even in the middle of the desert, even when it's not shaykh that they'll gamble if it is. With the two pshat, and one pshat was aror, that I'm attracting other people's birds, I'm stealing other people's pigeons. According to that pshat, we understand afil b'midba lo yavdi. He's not even going to use this bird, this cuckoo bird, whatever, to attract any pigeons, even in the midbar. Well, he's not going to gamble from anybody. So the way the line says in the Braisa, afilu b'midbar layavdi, that's the extreme of the tshuva. Then it's beferish like the pshat of Arab, that he's gambling the other one first. So what is the mandomar? Hocha targimu. In Bubble, they interpreted that it goes on a horse race, on a pigeon race. How are they going to learn pshat over here? So that's where Rashi says, no, this line was added on by the Amoraim. This is not part of the text of the Tosefta. That's where Rashi writes. Afilu b'midbar, the Lo Shchichi Yoin of the issue, you're not going to be gambling anybody else's pigeon season. The High Perusha Lelishin Da'ara Nokitlo. But let me go for the Braisi. This was added on by the Amoraim to fit in the Pshat according to Rav Chama Bar Roshio. He says it's not really part of the text of the Tosefta. The Tosefta doesn't say that. Because the Gemara is going to try to bring out Taket, but Tosefta sounds like it's a horse race. Like a pigeon race. And then the Tosefta, we're going to continue. Then the Tosefta continues to comment on the next one in the Mishnah. The Sechre Shvi'is. The thing is that it says in Parshas Bahar that every 7th year is Shmita, and then it says Kodesh Tielachem. The year has a Kedusha's man, like Shabbos has a Kedusha, like Yom Tov has a Kedusha, Rosh Chodesh, Chamamoed, Yom Kippur has a Kedusha's man, so the whole Shnas HaShmita has a Kedusha's man. Then it says a few psukim later, Kodesh Tielachem, right there Kodesh Tielachem. So Rashi, yes, why does it say twice? It already said Kodesh Tielachem. So Rashi quotes from the Sifra, no. The first time it says Kodesh Tielachem goes on the Kedusha's man of the Shnas HaShmita. The second time it says Kodesh Tielachem goes on the Perish Shvi'is. The Perish that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita have a Kedusha as Perish Shvi'is. What's the significance? What's the relevance of saying that the Perish Shvi'is have a Kedusha? So there's a din of Boys of Shabbos or Atzlachem Lo Ochlo. So the Gemara learns that all the dinim of Kedusha as Perish Shvi'is from that term Lo Ochlo. Lo Ochlo V'lo L'Schora, that you're not allowed to do big business with Perish Shvi'is. To do a little bit, let's say I plucked off a couple of apples and then I have an apple left over, I can sell the apple for a nickel to somebody else. That's not called schir. Taisu says that it's only a violation of schir that Teishvi is if he's taken making this big business. Where's that Taisu? Is the Taisu on this daf somewhere? Here's the Tosis, Chavava Menalev, Tosis answers. Yimochru lo Kohanim. Correct, Tosis, I bet there's an issue, Skorah the Perish Viz. They say, no, Skorah Hanik Shemochru Bashuk Ke'en Chanuz. If he takes the Perish Viz and he sets up a shop, and he's selling to all the customers the Domi Leskor. But Pamachas, he cried, Yomo Lekem Shem Skor. That's not an issue, Skorah. He plucked off a couple of apples and he ate, and he leaves off an apple, he sells it for a nickel to someone else. That's not called Skorah. Skorah means that he do big business.
Kesem Mishnah, everybody knows that the Kesem Mishnah writes like that on the side of the Rashi with the Sikha, with the Nilus HaSandal, is only with the Rabban. And the Rambam seems to hold, otherwise the Rambam seems to hold that everything is there, right? So that Magen Avraham quotes the Bach, that the Rambam holds, the long run, the run on the last paragraph on the Rish, quotes the Machlokes HaRishayim. Then many Rishonim hold that all the Chamish Shinuim, they're all in Issa Deraisa. And this you have Koris, that you don't have Koris. For example, you have Dab. More increases, lines up in Sukkim. There are five Sukkim that say you're not allowed to eat Dab. So some Dab you have Koris, and other Dab you don't have Koris. Let's say you take a piece of flesh and you squeeze out the Dab. You don't salt it, you squeeze out the Dab and you drink it. You're not Chayfa, even though it's in Issa Deraisa, you're not Chayfa. By us that we cook all the flesh, Adam Shabishla, we pass it as only the Rabbanan anyway, but let's say you wouldn't cook the flesh, take raw meat and you squeeze that, Dama Yivorim is not Koris, only Dama Shanashama Yotzu, but the Dama that comes out, Dama Nefesh is Koris, a Dama that's in the heart, the Raman quotes the Gemara. If you take the heart of the animal, the Dama that you find belayed is going to have, so you have a Hechitim, so we have an Iser Deraisa, an Iser Dama. Sometimes it has Koris, sometimes it does not Koris. It can have also the Inisim is Nafshe Seichem. The Inisim refers to five things. Some of them have Koris, some of them don't have Koris. It's an Ishkin Kashi. It's not a logical inconsistency that you have one mitzvah, one din, part of it has Koris, part of it does not. You have it by Dam like that. So you can have the same thing by the Chamish Inuim. So that's not a problem. So the Rishonim there discussed in the last Perek in Yuma, do we have any rights one way or the other, whether the Chamish Inuim are their rights or their rights? So it says, well, look in the Mishnah in the Gemara. The Gemara is
butcher. in die Quatsche schauen wir das an. Er wird immer weg, er ist weg. Wo das macht, was das ist, und wir schauen wir das. Warum da wird ihm? Er wird immer noch, wo ist weg? Ja, und jetzt ist er wieder, wo ist weg, wo ist weg, ist weg. Warum da wird ihm, ich muss mit der Achse wieder schwächen. Warum da wird ihm, ich muss mit der Achse wieder schwächen. Warum da wird ihm, ich muss mit der Achse wieder schwächen. Warum da wird ihm, ich muss mit der Achse wieder schwächen. Warum da wird ihm, ich muss mit der Achse wieder schwächen. Warum da wird ihm, ich muss mit der Achse wieder schwächen. Warum da wird ihm, ich muss mit der Achse wieder schwächen. Warum da wird ihm, ich muss mit der Oh, that is now much less than the share of the eleven. Sir, who we want to see. He'll come up by you wanted as you watch it, and wish you wanted to buy his share as they were in the net. Gosh, look at the knock. It's so much to the most to share the eleven. Oh, he's so good to the eleven. Stop and did get the share as they were, and they all would give it. Gosh, sir, for the knock that said, oh, but the eleven off to knock it. And talk to the fresh way from the toys. The way with that, they will keep it.
Oh,
wenn man wollte so ein Fäscher auf einen Kauf, ja, und dann ist so, dann ist es mehr, hätte man um ein Eis weg, um ein Eis weg. Ja, und dann ist es ja, dann ist man dann an, dann ist man auch kaum nicht zu sehen, ich kann dann auch trotzdem, was ich komme an. Das ist so, ich hoffe, ich habe nicht mit anderen von der Stoff. Und jetzt will man ein Eis auf der Jagd, die will man ein Sitz, der will ich mit anderen Stoff. Das ist unsere Jagd, so licht. Yeah, Nee, die Faden heften, das ist voll auch besser, wie so, mehr wie ja, das ist ja. Ich will eine Wörter, nimm mal das Land, nimm mich an das Jem, selbst die Schabe, oh, nimm mich an das Dom, mehr wie kann die Lüfte, oh ja, ich kann die Lüfte. Oh, Barosche, du bist schön in dem Jahr, nach das ist ja auch am Ende. Nein, sie tun mir, nimm sie auch Barosche, mein Name, ich will Barosche, du bist auch besser, sie, du haben sie es rum. Ja, ich kann sie auch Barosche, der Frau, mit die Kirche. Oh, Barosche, hallo Papa, oh, Barosche. Oh, I'm going to be there. So, let's go.
Ich bin nicht mehr so gut. 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 Ich b Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. 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 Okay, now we'll find the lesson. Zip the gifts and zip it. Name is in the head of the rocks.